こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリよりチェックしてみてください。1個目。インフルエンザウイルスにはたくさんの亜種があるため、流行している種類に合わせて毎年ワクチンを新しく製造する必要があります。サイエンスに掲載されたスクリプス研究所の研究で、あるインフルエンザ患者の血液中にあったノイラミニダーゼを阻害する抗体が、動物に感染するものも含め、現在見つかっているインフルエンザウイルスのノイラミニダーゼ全種類に効果があることが分かりました。1G01 と名付けられたこの抗体は、ウイルスの表面で活性化しているノイラミニダーゼにくっつくと輪っかを中に差し込み、ちょうど歯車に棒を差し込んで止めるような形で粒子の放出を阻害していました。A 型を超えているだけでなく、インフルエンザ A 型と B 型両方に効果がある抗体はこれまで見つかった例がありません。実験では、マウスに致死量のウイルスを注入しても、この抗体を与えればすべて生き残り、感染から抗体を与えるまでに72時間が経過していても死にませんでした。
As there are many strains of influenza virus, researchers must develop and produce a new vaccine every year to match the most common strain. In a paper published in Science by Scripps Research, an antibody has been discovered in the blood of an influenza patient which binds to a protein called neuraminidase and is effective against all neuraminidase influenza viruses, including those which infect animals. The antibody has been named 1G01. When the antibody attaches to neuraminidase, a loop is inserted into its active site, disrupting it like a stick wedged into gears. In addition to being effective against subtypes, 1G01 is the first example of an antibody which lends protective effects against both influenza A and B. In their experiment, all mice inoculated with the antibody survived typically lethal doses of influenza virus particles. This was true even if they were given the antibody 72 hours after infection.
そう。面白いよね。ちょうど私は今週インフルの予防接種を打ってきたんだけど。
どうだった？
痛かった。
Which arm did they do?
左だよ、
うん、
地味に痛かった。 先週ぐらいに息子が打ってその時泣いたんだけど、
うん、
あこれは泣くわって思った。意外と、うん、あの風疹麻疹の混合ワクチンは全然痛くなかったんだけど、
うん、
入れる量が違うのかな、わかんないけど
It hurts for a little while afterwards, yeah.
そうジンジンしたね。でもこれで、うん、まあ、かからないかかかってもあまり熱が出ないといいなっていう期待をしているけど。
How'd you feel afterwards?
別に何も特に。
Mm.
うん。
I felt a little bit ill after I got it.
そう。
Yeah, like 2 days after, I was just had a sniffly situation.
普通に風邪じゃないの。
Maybe. I don't know.
え、もう打ったの？じゃあ今年は。
Yeah, I got it like just a couple days after it was available.
Ah, okay, okay. そっか。そう、10月からね、始まってるもんね。だから。
Do you know anything about that one specifically?
いや、ね、昨日ちょっと読んだんだけど、そんな細かく書いてなかったんだよね。
Don't they...
A 型が2種類、B 型が2種類とかだっけ？まあ、とにかくなんか、全部で、4種類とか5種類とか、昨日ちょっとね、夜中に読んだから忘れちゃったんだけど、うん、まあ、とにかくその全部で、亜種も含めると100何種類とかあるでしょ？その中から今年流行りそうなものとか流行ってるものを4個とか5個とか忘れたけど選んで入ってるんだよね。だから、まあ、そこから外れてるからといって全く効果がないわけではないらしいんだけど、やっぱりどうしても、まあ、この型の違いっていうので、だから1回のシーズンで何回も違うインフルエンザにかかるとかもあるし、
うん、
辛いんだけど、この抗体はなんと全部にいけるっていう。
Do you know if it's as effective as actually getting the flu? Because you know if you get the flu, I mean, you'll gain immunity to that specific version of the flu. And I think you get some immunity to other, some, not as effective, but...
でもなんかこの間病院で聞いたのは、その一回かかって抗体ができたとしても、その抗体がそんなに長く続かないって言われた。その、
Right, so that's why the next season you'll just get a different one. I think it's because they mutate. Right.
あ、そう、あ、アガタもあるし、そのアガタがさらに変異するから、種類がすごい多いって書いてあった。
So how big of a deal is this particular discovery?
いや、結構ビッグディールでしょ。と私は思ってるけど、ウイルスの専門家の人にちょっと聞いてみたいよね。あの、まあ、インフルエンザウイルスってこう丸くなってて、ギザギザギザみたいな。そのギザギザの一部が、このノイラミニダーゼっていう。
I think everyone's seen that quite a bit, right? I mean, it's a popular...
すごい悪そうな見た目なんだよね。
Yeah, sometimes they have little faces. But
そうそう
usually they're CGI.
Yeah. そうそう。で、これが分かったことによって、なんかチームが言ってたのは、ワクチンのデザインのヒントになる。要は、ある、なんていうの、あるきっかけで抗体にこういう動きをさせることができるんだっていうことが分かったので、あの、また新しいアプローチとして、あの、新しいワクチンを作れるかもしれないっていう。そしたらめちゃくちゃありがたいよね。この一本打てば全部に効くよみたいな、ちょっとミラクルのようじゃない？
So this is still quite a ways away from being a vaccine, although it seems to function like a vaccine for mice.
まだマウスの段階だから実際人に使ったらどういう影響があるとかね、そういうのまだ全然わかんないから、多分普通にみんな、まあこれがワークしたとしても実際普通に人が打てるようになるまでには全然まだ時間かかると思うけど。
And they found this inside of a woman who had gone to the emergency room with the flu, right? And her blood had this antibody.
So,
And so, what my understanding is like our production of antibodies is somewhat random and as a result of somatic mutation.So everyone's body is capable of creating the antibody, but this woman just by chance happened to create the perfect, you know, wrench to stick into the gears.
So, あの、インフルエンザにかかった人がの血液がどうなるかっていうのを研究してたんだよね。それで、まあ、大量の血液サンプルを見ていたら、その、今マイケルが言ったセントルイスの患者さんの血液がちょっと他のやつと全然違うっていうことが分かって、詳しく見たらこういうことだったっていう。面白いよね。その本人もびっくりじゃない？え、私？みたいな。
Yeah, it's like, Unbreakable or something.
あの、Last of Us って知ってる？ゾンビのゲーム。
No.
あれがまさにそういう話で、こう女の子一人だけ感染しないんだよね。
That was the premise for like the Will Smith movie, and I think 99% of all other zombie movies is like there's this one special person that has the immunity.
そう、なんか特別な何かがあって遺伝子とか、抗体とかがあってその人だけは大丈夫っていう。
That's kind of the premise, the reverse of the Children of Men concept, where, well, I don't want to spoil the movie. It's a super old movie, but it's so good that I still don't want to spoil it. But they're looking for a special person that has a mutation that would essentially change the world if they could capture that information. You know, and if we were in some crazy global disease pandemic situation, which a lot of smart people think is plausible...we would want to have some tools and information stored up like this. You know, maybe it's not directly applicable right away.
ちょうど今週別の論文で、あの、 ミレニアルの論文だったかただの調査か忘れたけど、ミレニアルの人たちが一番病気の時に会社に行きがちっていうやつがあったんだよね。だからこう仕事を終わらせないといけないとか、そういうプレッシャーがあって、まあ熱があったりしても会社に行ってしまう。
It makes sense. I mean, if things move at a faster pace, then the penalty for inactivity is much higher.
そうで、まあ車社会だったらまだしも、やっぱりまあイギリスとか日本とかそうだけど、満員電車で会社に行くってなると、mm-hmm. やっぱりその間にめちゃくちゃいろんなウイルスとか菌をまき散らしてしまうことになるから、よくはないんだけどっていうね。
I'm interested, like, is, do we know if you get on 満員電車? What is the probability that you won't be exposed, you know, to some strain of SARS or swine flu or whatever?
それの飛行機版みたいなやつあったよね、シミュレーションで。その一人の人が強いウイルスを持って飛行機に乗った場合、どこの席まで危ないかみたいな言ったら、かなりもう、まあ、真横は一番やばいし後ろもやばいし、yeah. だけどかなり離れたところでもまあまあエクスポーズされてるっていう。
I want this calculated and then I want it charted with height. So like, so you know like how tall you are and、
yeah.
so you know what layer of the air disease stream are you sticking your head into?
だからやっぱり背高い方が有利じゃない？
Yeah, you cough down onto the people that are shorter than you.
そうだからベビーカーとか乗っててさ、
It's just a germ basket that you're pushing around.
そうそう、こうめっちゃくしゃみとかしてる人いると、わあちょっとかけないでほしいなとか思っちゃったりするけど。
So it seems like these viruses, although they are all different, and people have been saying for a long time, viruses mutate. You can't make a vaccine that will just, you know.Be effective for more than one season, but these viruses seem to have this common denominator. They all use this mechanism, the neuraminidase, right?
So
if you can find a common mechanism in a disease, then you know you can kind of undercut all the fancy mutation that's going on.
そう、それはすごい面白いなと思った。こうどんなに変異したりとか亜種に分かれていっても共有してるメカニズムがあるから、そこを阻害しちゃえばいいっていう。
And the mechanism is mechanical.
Yeah.
Which is like
そう、このまさに歯車、なんかループの話をずっとしてるじゃん、このペーパーでは。だからそのなんていうの、ビジュアル的に分かりやすいというか。
There's some movie whereA really old movie where they're like in a clock tower and this guy, I think, gets front kicked into the gears of the clock tower or something. They were trying to stop this machine and it had all these gears going.
Oh.
And it's like a cheesy cliche almost to like, oh, we need to shove something into the gears to make the machine stop, right?
Right.
It's almost a cartoonishly simple concept. But apparently something analogous to that is totally relevant for stopping the influenza virus.
インフルね。だから来年オリンピックの時本当に怖い。めちゃくちゃ混むだろうし。
The flu Olympics.
そう、インフルだけじゃなくてやっぱり風疹マシンとかこう、まあ、他にも日本であまりないやつとかさ、それがもうガーッて広がったら嫌だなって今からちょっとビクビクしている。
The heat, the humidity, people walking around all day. There's going to be a lot of perspiration, a lot of sweating,
yeah,
a lot of exhaling, a lot of sweating,
ew,
a lot of
moist
drinking and eating. You know, putting
humans
dead
are gross.
Animals in your in your face hole and then digesting them and creating like methane and other toxic, noxious gases that you know dispatch out the other side.
Yeah, ちょっとその期間違うところに行きたいよね。
It's like when you think about swimming pools, right? Swimming pools are gross because it's like, oh, we're in this liquid. And there's a fixed amount of liquid. And every time someone sweats or
pees
or sharts or anything in that liquid,
yeah.
you know, we're all swimming in it. It's going into your eyeballs. Your eyeballs are getting slightly red.
でも私プールは塩素こう塩素が入ってるっていうだけでもうすべて OK OK になると思っている。
Yeah,、うん、is that how it works?
うん。
Well, there's nothing like, there's no cleansing aerosol in a stadium or something, right?
Yeah.
you know how like if you go to an event in a stadium with a closed dome, eventually it gets quite hot and musty in there. It gets weird.
You know,
everyone's been breathing the same air.
It depends, right? すがすがしいところもある。なんか東京ドームとか、多分風、風っていうか、ガーってなってるから、わかんないけど。Yeah.
But like, what is it called? Super Saitama
Arena. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes... Saitama Super Arena.
Super Saitama. Super Kamiokan. It gets...moist and weird the air、mm. like you go outside and it's like oh that's so much better、
まあ、クラブとかもそうだよね
yeah 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 you,
yeah
you're just everyone's breathing in
そうだね熱気というか湿気がね
everyone's doing CPR on each other just with a little bit of space
yeah. yeah 次テキサス・オースティン大学コーネルテック・ジョージア工科大学 Facebook AI リサーチが共同で洋服の写真を見てファッションのアドバイスをする人工知能を開発しました。ファッションプラスプラスって読めばいいのかな？わかんない。と名付けられたこの人工知能は洋服の色、柄、素材、形を画像認識し、どこを変えたら一番印象がガラッと変わるかを考慮した上で、代わりのアイテムをいくつか提案します。トレーニングのための画像はネットで収集しているため、例えばネットが普及する1990年代より前のファッションは認識できなかったり、北米以外の地域のファッションについては把握していないなど課題もあります。また、モデルの写真が多く体型に多様性がないため、今後体型に合わせたアドバイスができるよう開発を進めています。
A collaborative research project between the University of Texas and Austin, Cornell Tech, Georgia Tech, and Facebook AI Research,has developed an artificial intelligence which can give fashion advice. Fashion Double Plus uses image recognition to identify colors, patterns, materials, and shapes in your outfit, analyze what changes would have the most visual impact, and provide fashion suggestions. The AI has been trained using online image data, so it may not recognize fashion from before 1990 or fashion from outside North America. Furthermore, because there are many pictures of models,The data lacks diversity in body types. The researchers plan to enable the AI to provide advice for more body types in the future.
そう、ファッショナブルな服っていうのは、こう、まあ多分人気のインスタグラマーとか、ファッションのサイトとかから引っ張ってきているから大量にあるんだけど、ありすぎるほどなんだけど、悪い例っていうのは、あんまり見つけるのが難しいじゃん。だから悪い例に関してはいい写真をいろいろミックスする混ぜることによってあえてこれ用に作ったって書いてあった、
うん、
だから上下がミスマッチみたいな、
うん、
とか
So I mean, well, does it tell you what not to do? Or
うん、多分なんかこの色にこの色はちょっととかを言うと思うんだけど、
うん、
こうこのサービスをみんなが使って人工知能のアドバイスを受けて洋服のチョイスを変えることによって流行りとかファッションのトレンド自体が影響を受けるでそのループになるっていうディストピア感すごくない？
I feel like we're already in that dystopian loop, though, where instead of AI, we just have, I don't know, those people that are wearing the weird glasses and stuff in Paris. or wherever.
What?
You know, there are certain like fashion leaders in the world. You know, like the guy who brought back Louis Vuitton, the guy who, you know, this lady, the Prada. I don't know anything about fashion, obviously.
Yeah, but like, そのさ、どっから情報を取るか、例えば雑誌でも Vogue 見てる人と、なんか分かんない。ちょっと全然、雑誌全然見てないから例が思いつかない。やば。え、L Japan とかね。違うわけじゃん。まあ価格帯も違うし、どういうスタイルとかも違うとか、あ、そのナッツ。あの、かわいいとかギャル雑誌もないかもしれないけど。多分ないね。でもまあ、まあまあそういうさ、自分で選べるわけじゃん。で、誰の言うことを聞くかも選べるわけじゃん。あ、じゃあ私は AKB の何ちゃんが好きだから何ちゃんみたいな格好しようとか。でもこれはこう、私自身に直接アドバイスを言ってくるわけじゃない？その AKB の何々ちゃんは別に自分が好きな格好をしてるだけで、私に直接、あ、それは着ない方がいいよとか言ってくるわけじゃないけど、人工知能ってなるとこう。しかもさ、例えば参考程度に見ようと思ったとしても、あ、その上着ちょっと足短く見えるからやめた方がいいよって言われちゃったら、ちょっと頭に残っちゃわない？
If it has, if it shows its work, if it shows like, oh, something, you know, about the golden triangle or something, you know, some math involved, like the ratio doesn't make sense or something. For me, I would be persuaded if the AI had a strong awareness of color compatibility in terms of shades of colors. So there's very clear... math on which colors are compatible with each other, and anyone can go onto like hex.
でもそれがさ、ずれてるのが逆におしゃれみたいなこともあるじゃん。
No, I don't think so. I think color compatibility is fairly universal. But I think that, I don't know if that's true, but complementary colors, you look at them, it's like, wow, they look good. And you just try to pull out some random colors from a color chart, and it's like out of tune.
そうなんだけど、やっぱファッションってなるとさ、そこをあえてみたいなのもあるわけじゃん。こうあえて奇抜な格好したいみたいなのもあるしさ、それをこう。
But I don't think AI can do that part. You can't have AI write like crazy jazz music where it's like, you know, where like the tempo is.
だそうすると結局。英語でこうベーシックと言われるような人たちのみに向けてるっていうことかなってなるよね。じゃないと。
Is it basic to have good color coordination or is it basic
no, but like,
to have...
It's basic
you look
to
like
listen
you were dressed
to...
by an AI.
Yeah.
That's so...
そうそうそうそう。なんだろう、こう、無難な感じというかさ、ああ、よくインスタで見るやつね、みたいな。
ちょっと。AI っぽいね。
そうそうそう。こうみんなが同じような格好してる。ああ、はいはい、みたいな。でもそうなるとさ。
Some, like, what? Like, hand, like, 手作り感 or something. Like, some kind of, what would you call it? Character.
うん。でもそうなるとアドバイスいらないよね、多分。逆に。と思わない。インスタ見ればいいじゃん。
What do you think of what Mark Zuckerberg or, like, Steve Jobs, like, these characters were?They just wear the same thing every day.
Yeah. Because they're too busy, right?
I don't know. Is it because they're too busy?
Or... I thought that's what Steve Jobs said. Too busy っていうか、その、決断しなきゃいけないことがいっぱいあるから、
それをなるべく、It's just not a priority, right?
そう、無駄を減らすためみたいな。まあ、I understand that. まあ、私は、まあ、だから、そうね。そう、効率を一番重視した。人生みたいなだったらまあわかるけど。
So I would want AI to come up with the perfect outfit.
Yeah.
For someone like me.
Yeah.
To wear every single day. You know what I mean?
So you won't have to think ってこと?
Well, if you were going to make the decision.
Yeah.
To wear the same thing every day, wouldn't you want it to be the perfect outfit?Because you don't want to like start with something and then change your mind later.
でも、right. うん、でもやだ、飽きるじゃん。
Probably.
ユニフォーム着たことある？
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I don't really like dressing myself either. So I'm a nudist.、うん、no, I'm not a nudist.
じゃあ AI がマイケルにはこれがもう本当に完璧です。これが一番スタイルもよく見えるし、色も顔のトーンとマッチしていますとかいうのを出してきたら、
right.
もう毎日それを着る覚悟があるってこと。
Well, it could make like a one-week palette of compatible clothing, judging from my hair color and various lighting conditions,、hmm. my eye color, my skin tone.
じゃあそのために例えば T シャツは4枚、ズボンは2つとかで、いちいちリンクが出てきてさ、こうポチって押したら買えますってなったら、もうそれを揃える。
Mm. マジか? No, I don't know. It's just an idea. But it's like, if you're what are those things? Like the Wii? Not Wii. Mi? Nintendo Mi?
Yeah.
Right?
Avatar のやつ。
Yeah. If you're making an avatar, you're not going to like put on different clothes every time you start your Nintendo.
So
like, how do you decide whether to wear like,a red shirt or like are you more of a neutral like a tan?
まあ自分のだってスタイルっていうのがあるじゃん。
Yeah.
例えばマイケルがなんかわかんないけど急にピッチピチの短パンとかは履かないじゃん。ヨーロッパの男性がよく履いてるようなやつとか。とかピッチピチのタンクトップとかも着ないタイプじゃん。だからそういうやっぱ個人のスタイルっていうものがあるじゃんね。
Yeah.Yeah, and maybe AI could tell me I've been doing it completely wrong my whole life. And I should have been wearing these pitch pitch and all like
right and wrong を誰が決めるかっていう話で。
How do you think it works? Because I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist where I really think that there have been a relatively small number of people that have culturally engineered our various fashion preferences.You know, and people, it's like Kanye says that he started the tight pants trend. I don't know if that's true. but people like Cameron started the wearing pink is cool trend, like the pink polos and the,、
okay.
you know, this kind of thing. And as far as I can tell, it really does seem like, you know, there's a relatively small number of people that...can organize a campaign to bring like jean jackets in 2027.
Yeah.
Like, and they have it on their calendar.
まあ結局こうナボじゃないといけないわけじゃない。こう目新しくないといけないから、あそろそろジーンジャケット誰も着てないなとか。
It always comes back though, because it becomes novel again, right?
It yeah.
goes around in a circle, and if.
でも今まさに90年代のファッション流行ってるじゃん。すごい嬉しい。
I was thinking about soap shoes. Do you know what soap shoes are?
No.
Man, nobody knows what soap shoes are. They were so big when
soap shoes.
When I was in like elementary school, soap shoes. And I was talking with a friend of mine. We realized no one's referenced soap shoes or made memes about soap shoes or had a YouTube compilation video of nostalgic 90s items that included not only Mousetrap, but also soap shoes. People were getting shoes that had the slippery, what do you call it? The arch of your foot?
Yeah.
Would have a slippery plate on it or...Alternatively, a couple of metal steel rollers, and you would jump on the curb and slide down the curb.
Okay.
Like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
You know what Sonic has like、yeah. soap shoes on?
それが流行ったの?
Yeah.
へえ。知らなかった。
Just me. And after that was like the Skechers like wheelie shoes.
Ah, yeah. だからそういうの今流行ってるじゃん、また。
Girls were doing those, and then guys had the soap shoes.
Ah, okay. 私もスケーチャーズの靴持ってたけど。
Did you do that?
No.
Like roll around on your heels?
What? No.
No?
But, こう、 ああいうボーキーなスニーカー今流行ってるじゃん。
ああ、
あとなんかダサい色のあれなんていうの、おじさんスニーカーっていう呼ばれるもの、いわゆる、ああ、なんかお父さんが履いてるような like dad sneakers とか言ってる
かな、 like the old Asics or something where it's like super complicated, it looks like a,
そうそうそうそう、
it looks like a,
いろんな色がついてるみたいな、
a neon UFO or something、
なんかピンクと青とかさ、yeah. そういうのまた流行ってるし、あと、
I had a math teacher who had the plain, he would just wear like a white checker collar, like he was like 200 years old, he was super thin and okay. he was super boring and he was a math teacher,
okay,
and you just immediately get sleepy because we were doing trigonometry and stuff, but he had the brightest, craziest sneakers every day and he had like a different pair every day、hmm. it was just his thing,
すごいね、
it was like his thing、
面白いね、
and people would be like, I like your teacher, or not your teacher, I like your sneakers teacher。
何これ早口言葉かよ。
そ
うでもあの最近よくこの何 VSCO girl っていうの、 VSCO girl っていうさ、なんか流行りがあるじゃん、
hmm.
アメリカとかでティーネイジャーの女の子たちがあのの、その流行りのスタイルがあって、まさに私が若かった時みたいな、私が10代の時みたいな格好、
What
なんかシュシュとか、あのスリッパみたいな、
is it colorful?
サンダル、うん、すごいカラフルで、なんていうんだろう、
is that here or in、
うん、日本は流行ってないんじゃないかな、
where is
あんまり
聞かない、 like、
アメリカ
Portland?
アメリカ、
where in America though?
わかんない、でもすごい見るよ、
hmm.
なんか VSCO Girl Starter Pack、
do you remember the AI whereYou just type some words in there and it would generate an image?
Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like some messed up image、
mm.
that would almost look like something?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could have AI designers, right? AI could just, they could come up with a whole fashion line that's just all AI.
Hmm. I guess.
Is but that
people,
not cool?
In marketing, people love stories, right? So AI just...
All the anti-human people will
well,
buy
I guess.
It up.
Yeah,
no?
I guess. Probably. But anti-human people are usually also anti-technology. You know、
are、
what、
they?
I mean? They're like...
I don't know if that's
Because、
true.
Humans made technology.Usually it's more like...
But technology is also dehumanizing. And a great way to escape from humans is to indulge in technology.
I guess.
Technology is what keeps us entertained while we ignore other humans. That's almost its purpose. I mean, that might be an overstatement, but...
Definitely.
I think this kind of technology, like this fashion advice thing, they should add voice control, and then it would be useful for people that are blind. No?
Yeah, but like, again, so no...
Or colorblind, because colorblind people can't tell, like, what the heck colors they're putting on.
But I mean, like, 何が right で何が wrong かっていうのを、その多数決で決めてるようなもんなわけじゃん、要は。
Well, we would like a world where
多数決っていうかそのマーケティングを思いっきりゴリ押しした人の意見が一番取りやすくなるわけじゃん、そのネットで画像を集めてるわけだから、例えばカーダシアンとか、カーダシアンファミリーのファッションなんか多分一番もう最高のものとしてカウントされちゃうわけじゃん、されちゃうっていうとすごい変化されるわけじゃない、こういうシステムだったら。
But you could tell the system, like, I don't like this type of stuff. I want more stuff like this.
I guess.
Right? I mean, that's what people tell their spouse or whatever.
I guess.
Right?
I don't know.
The main、
Maybe、
thing、
I'll、
that AI、there. Will enable is personalization. More than anything else, everything is so difficult to personalize. It's just mass, you know, whatever. But if you have AI that can quickly process personal preferences, there are so many different domains where you can steer it, and it can remember you. It can remember your preferences. And
maybe I don't have too much faith in it because of the Netflix recommendation algorithm that's absolutely shitty. Like, I feel like they have no idea what I like after...
What's the worst thing it's recommended to you? The most appalling? Where you're just like, oh, I would never watch that. How dare you?
あ、でも、え、めっちゃあるよ。本当に。うん。え、なんで私がこれを見たいって思ったのか、どういう仕組みなのか教えてほしいみたいな。だから、
I think people should get away from algorithms that try to feed you stuff. I think it's bad for your brain. That's just my personal opinion. But it's much better to browse a neutral interface.
But this fashion thing is exactly that, you know?
Yeah. But so, if you're colorblind and it can tell you, you know, the compatibility of different colors, so people don't look at you like you're a total weirdo when you wear incompatible colors. I just think that there's certain objective things about style that it could be helpful with.
I guess.
But we just have AI deciding so many things for us. It's going to be, you know, how you dress, what you watch next, who you're going to date. You know, it's just like... Sometimes... Like, you want a neutral, open, you know, selection so you can think about what you want before something biases you. Because we get biased by all this stuff before we've really thought about it.
Yeah. I get a lot of, やっぱラブストーリーみたいな。なんかロマンチックコメディーみたいな。絶対見ないのに。すごい進めてくるから、
How dare they?
そうやっぱなんか30代女性といえばこれでしょ知ってるよみたいな感じ。でもだって見ないじゃんみたいなさ、なんで固くなにこれを進めてくるのかっていうのはちょっと思ってる。
I want to try it just to see what I would get recommended, but beyond that, I don't know. It's kind of like a personality test in some ways.
次。
A new measurement of the expansion rate of the universe has produced yet another different result. Researchers at the University of California, Davis, used the WM Keck telescopes in Hawaii to measure the time delay in gravitationally lensed light from extremely distant galaxies. They then used this data to calculate the Hubble constant. The Hubble constant describes the proportionality between the recessional velocity of and distance between objects in the universe. It is observed that the further away an object is from us in the universe, the faster it is moving away from us. When a pulsing deep field object like a galactic nucleus is gravitationally lensed by a foreground object, it produces multiple images, one of which is more delayed than the other. The researchers analyzed these images and calculated the Hubble constant to be 76.8 kilometers per second per megaparsec. However, measurements based on the cosmic microwave background yield a result of 67.4.
測定方法によって宇宙の膨張率が変わる現象が起きています。UC デイビスのチームがハワイの WM ケック望遠鏡を使い、まず遠くの銀河から発せられた光の到達時間が重力レンズによりどれほど遅れているかを計測し、銀河の交代速度と距離との比を表すハッブル定数を使って宇宙の膨張率を計算しました。地球から遠ければ遠いほどより速いスピードで物体が離れていっていることが分かっています。銀河の中心核からの光のように、新宇宙で発せられた光は地球との間にある物体によって重力レンズの影響を受けると、光が複数の経路をたどり、それぞれ時間の遅れがずれて発生します。チームはそれぞれの光の画像を分析し、76.8km/秒/megaparsec であることが分かりました。しかし、CMB を使って計測すると、67.4km/秒/megaparsec になり、差があります。
Yep.
じゃあどっちが合ってるの？
We don't know. So, I guess there are several kinds of measurements, of the Hubble constant that have been made. This one is using gravitational lensing.
Mm.
Other ones have used supernova, or Cepheid variable stars. These are observational studies, measurements in the present. The CMB is an observation of the beginning of the universe. I think it's like 360,000 years after the beginning of the universe. So basically right after, it's when matter and light first decoupled, and until then the universe was entirely opaque. So we're observing a higher Hubble constant than we would expect extrapolating from the CMB measurements using the standard model. The standard model being the standard model. the lambda CDM. It's a parameterization of the Big Bang cosmological model, which and CDM is cold dark matter. So basically that's the mainstream sort of consensus on what happened at that time. So apparently if we measure from the beginning of the universe, then we get this lower number, 67.4. But observations right now give us 76.8. And over time, these have been clustering. The observations are clustering in the 75, 76 range, and measurements based on CMD or CMB, cosmic microwave background data, have the lower result. So the higher result means, well, let me explain the unit. So kilometers per second per megaparsec means it's receding. These objects are receding at 76.8 kilometers per second per megaparsec, which is how far away they are. So the number of megaparsecs away from us they are times 76.8 kilometers per second. So that's the relationship. The further they are, the faster they're getting, they're moving away from us. And the reason for that is that the space in between everything is expanding. So the further away something is, the more space there is to expand.
Right.
So it recedes faster. Does that make sense?
So, その差がある、その CMB を使って計測したときと差があるってことは、どんどん加速、その加速するスピードが上がってるってこと？
Well, we're not sure what the explanation is exactly. I think it's most likely that either the standard model is wrong, which would upset a lot of people. The standard model is wrong, or there could be a methodological bias in how we're calculating from the CMB data or in the way that we're calculating from the observational measurements from the Cepheid stars or from quasars, for example.
Right.
But we're still getting more and more data from quasars. And they are, there's like a ratio between the, like the further away a quasar is, or there's a ratio between the X-rays and ultraviolet radiation emitted by quasars dependent on their actual luminosity. So we can tell, based on that ratio, exactly how bright quasars are. And that allows us to do the same observational sort of analysis that we're doing with the Cepheids.
So, So the universe is expanding, right? And it and the space between objects is getting bigger and bigger. Like, is that true on a super micro scale as well? Like,
it will be. Like, it's slightly true now.
Like the distance between you and I right now
is right now is
also expanding?
Basically unaffected. But as the force of dark energy becomes more dominant in the universe, we would expect there to be separation at smaller scales. And that could actually result in a breakdown of various biological functions. I mean, it would kill all of us, probably. Yeah. We don't know what would happen. But it appears, if things continue the way they are, you know, at some point in the evolution of the universe, dark energy overcame gravity. And so the universe started to accelerate in its expansion. And if it carries this out this way, then we've probably experienced the majority of the universe's total lifespan. Like, we're already towards the end. If the big rip hypothesis is correct, then shortly around the time that life became possible in the universe, it seems, this weird thing started happening where dark energy became more dominant and things started changing. But we don't know what the answer is exactly. You know, this is still a mystery. Yeah. These numbers should be closer together. They're extremely precise numbers, but the fact that they're that precise means they should be closer together. And so there could be a missing neutrino particle that doesn't interact with most, pretty much anything. Or it's possible that the effects of dark matter are different than we thought. And it's possible that dark energy is not constant and it's changing. Or multiple of those could be true.
Right.
But the weird thing is the observational analyses seem really, really, really good. And the CMB data analysis seems really, really good too.
Yeah.
And if they didn't see the other method, the other method's result, I think we would have enormous confidence that we were right. But they don't agree, so now we're forced to figure out what the issue is.
It's really cool because, なんだろうね, すごい人たちとすごい人たちが 全部の知ってることを使って
This is the simulation. People are trying to find their way to the seams, the cracks, the sort of like, where are the edges of this thing, right? And this is as advanced an understanding of the physical universe we've ever, this is as advanced as it's ever been. And whoever figures this out will go down in history for, you know, 1,000 years, probably. These are like huge problems. I mean, the Hubble constant is named after Edwin Hubble.
Right.
He's dead. I mean, but we're using the word Hubble for everything because it's such a, if you figure something out about reality, you're a smart freaking dude.
Yeah. It makes me almost wish that we were not in a simulation.
Well, we don't know that we're in a simulation, but we're in something that requires an explanation. It might as well be, is I guess the notion.
I don't know, then it's like a mystery じゃないじゃん. 誰かは答えを知ってるわけじゃん。その、people who made the simulation.
How do you know that people made the simulation?
Well, it doesn't have to be people, but like something or someone.
Well, knowing that it was people would be a huge breakthrough.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's like that Black Mirror right there. But
breakthrough.
なんだろうね。誰も答えを持ってないっていうミステリーであってほしい。
Well, before it was, you know, there's some rishi or reishi or someone that will have you sweep around a monastery or an ashram or something your whole life. And then as they're about to pass on, they'll tell you the truth. They'll whisper it in your ear. You know, this is the spiritual marketplace for the truth, right? People right. on earth have been saying, we have the truth. You're just not worthy yet. But if you come here and you do a bunch of stuff for us for many years, we'll tell you what it is. And then some people have checked out of that market and they're like, hey, we can use, you know, science to yeah. try to get something close to an answer.
Yeah.
But it's so excruciating to live without the answer, at least in religions. Generally, you're reassured that you'll have the answer eventually. But mm-hmm. in science, there's no reassurance that we're even that close or that we'll ever really figure it out. Or...
Mm. そこがいいところだよね。
So what do you think the explanation is?
I don't know. How would I know? Me?
I think we're the explanation. This is my... cosmic bro science emanating. But I think the universe likely has variants caused by consciousness that can't be accounted for in the standard model. Human organisms are too unpredictable, I think.
Mm.
Life, so the universe creates life forms, right? That's a fact. But life forms and what they do or what they think and their organizational and entropic effects on the universe are not accounted for in the standard model.
Hmm.
And they're not accounted for, I mean, so they're not accounted for if you extrapolate from the beginning of the universe, because there's nothing there that explains how chimpanzees built starships and did a bunch of crazy stuff.
Right.
So maybe that's responsible for the discrepancy, because you would observe the effect of life forms, you know, if you did it observationally in the present. But if you extrapolated it based on the standard model, then you wouldn't have accounted for life.
Hmm. I mean, how would the emergence of life affect this, though? Like,
so that's a really hard problem. I don't know exactly, but life is, in a sense, anti-entropic and creates useful organization for reducing uncertainty. And that has an effect on universal entropy.
Hmm.
So it should be accounted for.
So you mean just the fact that we're trying to figure out, like, trying to calculate this and observing this and everything?
That affects. And, yeah, it affects the entropy of the universe.
Hmm.
We do things sort of... So normal entropy is... things break down.
Right.
Yeah. And we build highly sophisticated, denser and denser organization. We is, thinking of it as us is, I think, confusing. But if you just think of humans as a sort of dust on Earth that assembles material and calculates things.
Mm.
That's not normal entropy. That's the opposite. So maybe life You'd expect life to have some effect.
That would be very romantic.
Right?
And surprising.
I don't think it's surprising. I wouldn't bet against life. Just a bunch of stuff lying around. What is it going to do? It's defenseless against life. Life will put spacesuits on, fly over there, plant flags, cut down other life, and mine, blow stuff up.
Yeah.
Abduct. I don't know.
Yeah, we're weird.
It could be a measurement thing.
I hope you're right. I mean, I hope it's something that's very...
How could it not be life forms? It seems
like philosophical instead of like, oh, you know, it's something technical or something.
It just seems weird that we could leave consciousness out of it. Mm-hmm. Consciousness is, it's not a particle, but it creates a feedback loop in the universe. There's a wormhole there.
Yeah.
Where data is coming off of surfaces and going into the eyes of some weird device with legs and a brain. And that device soaks information in through its eyes and then formulates a reconstruction of whatever is around it.
Mm.
And those devices, us, I think are oddly missing in all of the, in everything about space. I never hear it.
Hmm.
If you talk about aliens, it's like microbes or something.
Yeah. That's going to.
Yeah. So, and the universe is changing. And who knows if we can even measure it from, like the whole universe is changing. Right?
Hmm.
So, how do you measure something that's changing when you're inside of it?
In it, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so that could be a problem. I don't know. It's weird.
Tiki.
A study published in PNAS by researchers at the University of Oxford found that merely thinking about brightness or darkness can cause our pupils to dilate or contract. The researchers conducted 3 experiments in which subjects were shown light or dark squares, each associated with a different sound. The subjects were then played just the sound and asked to picture the associated square in their mind. The experiment demonstrated that working visual memory can elicit a pupillary response in the absence of any actual brightness change. The researchers suggest that we may anticipate sudden brightness or darkness and adjust our pupils in advance to avoid being momentarily blinded. As a consequence, our pupillary behavior may be indicative of the visual contents of our minds.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたオックスフォード大学の研究で、人は明るさや暗さについて考えるだけで瞳孔が開いたり閉じたりしていることが分かりました。3つの実験で被験者に明るい視覚や暗い視覚を見せ、その際に毎回特定の音を紐付けて流しました。次に音だけを流し、それぞれ紐付けられた視覚を思い浮かべてもらうと瞳孔が変化していました。実際に目の前の明るさが変わらなくても、視覚的な作業記憶が瞳孔の動きに影響を与えていることがわかります。チームは急な明るさや暗さを予期することで、瞳孔を事前に調節し、一時的に目が見えなくなることを防ごうとしている可能性があるとしています。逆に言うと、私たちの瞳孔の動きで頭に思い浮かべていることが示唆されているということです。うん。面白いね。
This is kind of like the salivating if you think about food, for example.
Yeah, yeah. だから皆さん真っ暗な部屋の中にいることを今想像してみてくださいって言ったら、これを聞いてる人はの瞳孔を私は動かすことができるっていうことだよね。
That's what they're saying.
That's fun.
And when this study came out, a lot of people reported that they had been pretending to look at the sun in order to trigger a sneeze in themselves.
はあ。
They would close their eyes and look up and pretend that they're looking at the sun. And some people have been doing this for like their whole life.
What? 初めて聞いたな、それは。
And I was thinking about it, and I have had this phenomenon where I got in my own head about how bright it was. So like at the beach or something, it can be really bright. And you're like, oh, it's so freaking bright.
Mm-hmm.
And you close your eyes and you have sunglasses on. You can have whatever. I had like sunglasses, a towel over my face, everything. There's no way it's bright. But when I would close my eyes, I would sort of imagine that I see the sun. And it would make my eyes like tear up. And I can't take it. Like it's too bright. But my eyes are closed. Like there's no way it's that bright. Do you know what I'm saying?
So
have you had this?
At that point, it's just in your head.
I feel like my screen's getting brighter as I'm saying this. But
your screen is very bright though.
it got brighter, didn't it? But you can close your eyes and you can imagine brightness or imagine darkness. I mean, you shouldn't have to imagine, your eyes are closed. But
yeah.
Once your eyes are closed, you can't really tell if it's bright or dark. Or can you? What is it like when you close your eyes? What happens?
I see like a, I don't know, dark spots and bright spots. Do you see that too?
Are there any shapes?
Yeah, I see. Yeah, マイケルの形のなんか影、黒いのが見える。
I see a jellyfish. It's like
what?
Floating upwards.
What? Where did I go? What?
But if you close your eyes, you can. Your brain has an ability to take different, just like static noise.
Yeah.
Make it appear like things. So if you close your eyes and you really focus on what you think you're seeing, you can sort of start to hallucinate behind your eyelids.
Yeah, your visions are weird. なんか、あの、orthostatic hypotension あるじゃん、私。だから、まあ、最近全然倒れてないけど、若い時こう倒れる時によくこうテレビのザーっていう砂嵐が周りからだんだんだんってこう狭まってくる。だから最初は枠だけでだんだん中にこう詰まっていって、でもう倒れてるみたいな。
Like a movie.
でたまにその砂嵐が色がついてる時もあって、なんか赤とか黄色と黄緑みたいなちょっと汚っぽい色とか、それはいつもなんでだろうって不思議だった。なんでそれが見えるんだろうって。
Do you think that's a mental thing?They're suggesting there's all kinds of stuff going on mentally, you know, where you think you're seeing something bright. And so your eyes are reacting as if there really is light that needs to be restricted.
But
it's like REM sleep or something. Like,
yeah.
Are your eyes moving around randomly? Or maybe...You're actually looking at shit.
Yeah. So, 例えばさ、こう倒れてる時に死んでなければ、こう光を当てるとどこが動くわけじゃん。意識がなかったとしても。だからその別にメンタル面が無になってたとしても、どこは実際の光に合わせて動くわけじゃない。ってなるとこう起きてる時に、じゃあ例えば真っ暗なのに。明るいのを思い浮かべて瞳孔が動いちゃうときっていうのは目の前の実際の光の情報よりもメンタルの方が勝っちゃってるってことだよね、一瞬でも。
I think what you think you're seeing is what your eyes respond to.
Yeah.
Not what's in front of your eyes.
Right, right.
Because it's got to go through your brain before your brain makes a decision.
Yeah.
And that's what enables the anticipatory mechanism where your eyes prepare for something.
Mm.
And I think we have those effects with moving objects too. There's a weird blur compensating thing that your eyes do. If you look at a clock, right when you look at it, you'll notice it. Sometimes it'll tick backwards once, and then it'll start ticking forward.
That's just a bug in the simulation.
Is it? It's not just me, right?
But it does look like it stops.
It stops, or it goes back once.
Back はないけど、私は。
Mine goes back.
What?
It goes all the way back, and then it starts ticking in the right direction again. I have to spin around really fast to catch it, though. No, if I casually look over, the effect doesn't happen. Do you know what I mean? There's something about the suddenness of like looking at the clock that causes it.
But how would it go backwards? It's just in your head, ってこと?
I don't know. It's some weird effect.
What?
Of your brain.
What if it's just you?
It could just be me. Or maybe it's my clock.
You thought it happens to everybody?
I'm assuming it happens to most people.
What? 私一回もないよ。
It has to be an analog clock, not a digital
one. Yeah, I'm wearing one.
Oh, that's probably too small.
見たらこう止まってるように見えるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
でその1秒だけは他の1秒より長い感じに見える。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
っていうのはあるけど。
Yeah, that's just as bad.
後ろに行くはちょっとないな。それはちょっと謎だね。なんだろう。
I think it does. I mean, not literally, but I think that is a thing that happens to
like
not just me.
Do you get a lot of déjà vu?
Not lately. No. Do you?
Like sometimes I'm convinced that it's real. わかる?
The deja vu.
It's so specific.
Yeah. Why don't you just say the rest of whatever's going to happen, though, before it happens? I always think
because
that.
Because I wouldn't...
Like, oh, I should have just said it. Or I should have like, set something up to prove it.
なんでそのシステムに勝とうとしてんの?
No, don't you want to, like, prove that you knew the future or something, if you could?
It's more like I've... なんだろう先に起こることを知ってるっていうよりかも I've been here before.
Like this has already happened.
Yeah. Rather than I knew the future. Like more
but
like
you should know if you've like, been here before.
It's like this was done before. It's on repeat. みたいな。
I think you could.
And it's really specific. It's more.
How do you feel about it? Do you like that feeling? You don't like it? What do you make of it?
まあ結構ニュートラルだけど、嫌でもないし好きでもないけど、こう頭の半分ではあこれは科学的に説明できるただの勘違い、って思うんだけど、もう半分、まあ、半分は言い過ぎかもしれないけど、半分弱ぐらいでは。いやでもちょっとさすがにみたいな気持ちになるよねやっぱり。
And that's just based on this feeling.
Like how specific it is.
How specific the feeling is?
How specific the scene is. Like
I've
been here.
But every scene is like really specific. So you, it's like the feeling, right? The familiarity? Or do you have...
Well, it's not like... it's just a different situations, like different factors building up to make this specific one scene. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, I'm at this station wearing this dress or something like that. It's more, it has way more details. Like, I'm sitting here, you're sitting here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this specific thing.
Mm-hmm. Again.
When... You know, when my husband is somewhere and you know what I mean?
Hmm.
It's like, it's a combination of...
Do you feel it with actually familiar scenarios, or do you experience that with novel situations ever? Because I've experienced deja vu in like super novel situations. It's like,
oh, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
no way I've ever been to this country before. Why is that?
Yeah, that's why it's weirder, right? Like, I've been here before. I've been in this conversation before with this person.
Well, according to physics, the universe is fairly deterministic, and it's the same in both directions.
Hmm.
So theoretically, you can rewind time, you can go back to the beginning and start it again, and everything will happen the same way. And that suggests that when now is fairly arbitrary. So you might be experiencing now. I might have died 1,000 years ago, and you're just running through this that tape of reality. That's not a scientific idea at all. But there's no physics that prevents... There's no reason why now is now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't have to be now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it does. Maybe that was the whole problem with the last study.
So that's why I like to think about it. Like, I'm sure a lot of smart people can tell me that it's just in my head and it's not. It's just my brain being confused. But what if this is actually real? What if I've been here before? And what if I'm right about
reincarnation is real? You're living, you know, your 12th life or something.
Well, reincarnation is different, right? Like, you're not having the same life over and over again, usually.
Not the same life, but people say, like, oh, I've met you before. Or, oh, you know, these things are sort of referential to my past.
I guess.
Right? So your lives are connected to each other in some way, presumably.
Well, if that's the case, then somehow I'm always a human. So I guess that's a good thing.
I don't think anyone's always a human.
But in my deja vu, I'm always a human.
And the starting material of the universe has been used, recycled many times, and manifested into many different shapes, many different things.
Yeah.
You know, the literal material. So it certainly seems like material is reincarnated. I don't know about
material. Yeah.
Form.
I mean,
but
that's what I liked to think about when my cat died.
Material.
Sozai. その猫を構成している素材はバラバラになって、また違うものになるわけじゃん?
Yeah. I've thought about that, but it's like, but that wasn't the good part. The good part was the arrangement of all the sozai and how cute it was, or how,
yeah.
you know. So like the sort of the materialist, you know, bury yourself under an apple tree thing is kind of like, I don't know.
でもなんだろう、すごい素敵だったその。
It's shoboy.
その構成物としての猫、その素材の集合体としての私の猫は、バラバラになってその素敵な状態じゃなくなっちゃうけど、でもその素材を使ってまた誰かの素敵な別のものになるわけじゃん。って考えるとこう、まあじゃあいいかっていうか。
It's still I feel less good about that philosophy lately.
なんかその自分のそもそもその素材の集合体としての猫のを構成していた素材もどっかから来たわけじゃん。だからこう流れてるっていうアイデアは結構好き。なんかなくなっても捨てちゃうみたいな。で無駄になっちゃうとかではないじゃん。だから。それは動物だろうが人間だろうが、ただ流れてるだけっていう。でその流れてる過程でそういう素敵なものにモーフしてる。っていうのは好きだけどな、私は。
Well, if you fast forward to the end of the universe, then, you know, we're all together. We're all
dead.
But, you know, maybe there's... Is there really nothing good at the end of this? That seems like a ripoff. There's no way. Or is there? What do you think?
Well, I think we there's tend to focus the on the end.
We
right?
do. Because eventually, but, that's all there's going to be.
But I think... Well, it's like if I die a horrible death, that doesn't define my life, right?
Mm-mm.
So it doesn't mean that my life was totally useless and I shouldn't have never been born or anything. So I think...
Yeah, I don't think anyone's... Like, that's fine. But the end isn't your end necessarily, but like the end state of... the human race or the entire universe or, you know,
yeah.
existence, the whole shebang. How you die isn't really going to determine what is made of all your contributions during your life, you know. So you're still going to have everything you do affects the final scorecard on the cosmos. Either for you personally or for the fate of, I don't know, all of mankind plus aliens.
Yeah, but それが結局最終的にユニバース規模だとしても、最後にこう本当に何もない。こうな、もうなんかただの無駄じゃんみたいな。で、最悪、例えばシミュレーションだとして、誰かがもう飽きちゃったから、これをパチンって消しちゃおうみたいな。そんな変な終わり方だったとしても、こうやっぱ家庭を家庭が大事っていうことにしたくない？その自分の人生もそうだしユニバースもそうだけど、
うんうん、
なんかこれ自身に意味があるのかないのかみたいな、まあ、結局宇宙もさっきの話でマイケルが言ってたように最終的にはもうどんどんエクスパンして
We don't know, but...
例えば life が全部死んじゃうみたいな
I don't buy it,
ところにみんなが向かってたとしても
No, I think if the universe explodes, that's bad. I mean, it was great. Cool. But if that happens, I think it's bad. I mean, then you... I mean, it can be like...Well, bad is subjective, or like, yeah, you would say that because you exist, so you're anti not existing.
It's sad for sure, but it just means that everything happening is extra special, no?
I like the idea that what counts is like what's happening inside minds. It's like,What if what matters is the experiences that are generated by the simulation rather than, you know, the final arrangement of the simulation itself, you know? So, like, we would be the purpose.
Right.
All the conscious entities would sort of be the purpose.
人一人の人生もそうじゃない？結局、experience のでしかないから、その、何を買ったとか何を作ったとかっていうよりかもその個々人のエクスペリエンスそのエクスペリエンスしてるっていうこと自体が That's what counts
Yeah, well if you don't experience it it's just not part of your world at all, right?
Yeah
So Yeah
So I think I talked about it some years ago but Mixi でさみんなが回してる、そう、みんなが回してる、こう、あれ、ああいうのなんて言うんだろうね。あの、みんなで同じやつやろうみたいな、シェアして、あの、質問に答えるみたいな。で、みんな同じ質問に答えるとかよくあるじゃん、Facebook でも。なんかああいうのが。
チェーンイメールタイプ。
そうそうそう、ああいうのが流行ってて、その中の一つで、結構多分みんなやったことある、やったことあるリストみたいな。人生の中でピアス開けたことある
Like a bucket list.
So, I'm like, not bucket list, but what you've done so far.
Mm.
What you have and what you haven't. And it's not necessarily like a goal or anything, because it's just, like, 猫飼ったことある、犬飼ったことある、お葬式行ったことあるとか、まあ、海外旅行行ったことある。なんかそういうのがバーって並んでて、そこに丸とバツつけていくのね。で、それをみんなに公開するわけだけど、その時に、多分10代だったけど、あ、これがバツばっかりで終わったら嫌だなって思って、なんかいろんなことをやってみたいと思った。だから何って感じだけど、でもなんか結局そういうことじゃない人生って、って私は思ってるけど。
Well, it's not just that. I mean, you end up having, you know, considerations for your legacy, your family, your sort of the state of your.
But even having a family, like.
Could be a maru on your list.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Like, I've had a family. I've had, you know, I don't know, gotten married to someone. Or I've gotten a divorce. You know, that kind of stuff.
Is there some official list of, like, things humans should do? Or everyone has a different list?
Yeah, right?
How do you decide what goes on that list?And how many of those things on that list are in conflict with other things on the list?
Oh, I'm sure. It's totally different. Like, 例えば自分だったらこういろんなところに旅行に行くとか完全にその中に入れるけど、うちの弟は全然海外旅行好きじゃないから絶対そこに入れないじゃんとか、人によってやっぱ違うよね、全然。
And as you would do things on that list, it would probably change your list. So it matters what order you do them in.
Yeah. Yeah, and your age, too, right? So, yeah. 文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリから読めるので試してみてください。2週間無料トライアルもやっているし、月額240円全部のテキスト読み放題プランもあります。激安、バイリンガルニュース .jp でストアもあるのでチェックしてみてください。 Facebook、Instagram、Twitter もやってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。 Thanks everyone who bought
そう、ありがたい。
Good so We're、ね、working on some cool stuff、
ね、今新しい商品を追加しようとしているところだけど、あの本当に商品を買ってくださっている皆さんありがとうございます。たまに写真を送ってくれる方がいるけど、すごい嬉しいよね。
We made a change to Android. Should we...
あ、そうだ、 Android のアプリでパーミッションリクエストを回避するためにサインインが必須になったので、多分あの急にサインインしろみたいなのが出てびっくりした人がいたみたいで本当に申し訳なかったんですけど、なので好きなユーザーネームとパスワードを最初に設定して、あの登録を、ユーザー登録をしてください。あの結構多くの人が、あれ、私のユーザーネームとパスワードって何だったっけみたいな、自分が忘れちゃったんだって思って多分混乱してしまったみたいなんだけど、おそらく多分設定してない、忘れちゃったんじゃなくて、元々ない買ったやつなので、はい、すみません、
and、
そこだけ。
People have a problem, they can email us, so
そう、あの
and we'll deal with it.
そうね、アプリの中にもバグ報告っていうボタンがあるんだけど、バイリンガルニュース
jp@gmail.com
で、あのメールしていただけると何かがおかしいとか何かが分かんないとか、あとはあのアプリのエッセイのリクエストも同じメールアドレスで受け付けているので、ぜひ送ってください。
Mm-hmm. And thanks for everyone who wrote nice reviews on the app とか。
ありがとうございます。
ざます。
終わり。
バイ。
バイ。